Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. The audio daily dose of daf. We're looking at Shabbos 142, talking about the idea of mentally preparing, mentally setting aside. Rebbe Yehuda stated his opinion in accordance with that of Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. It was taught on a brisa. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar says one may direct his eyes at this side of a mixture containing one part of truma and 100 parts of chulin, deciding that he will eventually remove a portion from here and eat from the other side even before he actually removes the required portion. Rabbi Yehuda follows this opinion and rules that since one is allowed to eat from the mixture without physically removing one portion, its physical removal on the Shabbos is not a forbidden repair. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, in the notes explained, maintains that the physical removal of one portion is not a prerequisite to eating from the mixture. It is sufficient to mentally designate a portion for removal. See Tosfos, Gittin, Menachos, and Bechoros as well. Since it is possible to rectify the mixture without a physical act, the rectification is not a forbidden repair. It does not resemble physical malacha of repairing utensil. Therefore, even if one rectifies it through a physical act by removing a portion without first designating it mentally, his action is not in the category of forbidden repairs, as Rashi points out. I want to talk about the idea of focusing on the concept, on the element of thinking about things and mentally designating it aside. Nowadays, when we're in the 3 weeks and we're in the 9 days, the time of the year that we're in leading up to Tisha B'Av, we're not supposed to buy many new things, we're not supposed to make many new purchases, but it's okay to research things and to set things aside. You have Amazon, if you're an Amazonaholic like myself, they have something called the shopping cart, and you could save it for later from the shopping cart. So you could set everything up, even though you're not supposed to buy it now, why not set things aside? If you have a good deal or a good savings or something good, then you're still allowed to act on that, and you're still allowed to do things. And even if, for example, you're not supposed to do so much laundry and the like, but if your kids run out of undergarments or the like, you're allowed to set aside and do that also, because you don't have to buy all the new things. But it's the idea of setting aside even if you're not buying things, setting aside even if you're not doing it. Just as the Gemara talks about how you could set aside even if he doesn't take it apart, you could set aside even if he doesn't do the actual action, but at least you set it aside. So too in our own lives, even if we can't physically buy something right now, whether it's the time period or we don't have the money or the like, you could still look for things, you could still prepare, you could still set aside. Also mentally, if you're thinking about where to give tzedakah to, if the check didn't come yet, but it's coming soon, God willing, then you could still set aside and think about where you're going to put the money to, what you could do the money to, and you can mentally prepare and mentally set aside what to do with money when it comes. A lot of us think about what we need to do with things, what we need to pay, what bills or whatnot, or different types of things, then we could set aside and think about where we're going to put it once it comes. So definitely always mentally prepare, mentally think about where and when you could put things when it's the time to be able to use it. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 143 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.